everyone. Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that you can submit your comments and questions you would like aired and discussed on the show via a recording of your voice by going to www.realreikirealife.com. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me online by going to that same website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey everyone, welcome. Thank you for joining me again this week in this podcast. I want to talk about a topic that has been coming up very strongly for me lately, and I know it has been coming up for a lot of people lately too. And this topic is when we are starting what we are meant to do, or the mission that we are meant to accomplish here in this earth. While we are here on this earth, it seems as if everything can go wrong and something is trying to stop us. So this episode today is going to go into depth a little bit more of why that could be happening and what you can do to help with that or to heal that. So sometimes on this path, when we start doing what our soul came here to do, it seems as if everything and anything goes wrong, right? I bet you guys can think of that right now in your minds, what that might be for you. The thing I want to ask you is, what is the universe trying to tell you when this happens? And in this episode, we are going to get real and we're going to get raw about why this happens and things you can do to help shift your mindset and why these things are happening. It'll be helpful to have a pen and paper to do a little exercise later on in this podcast where you can write down what these things might be. So if you need to pause the recording to go get that, please do so. If not, you are just welcome to listen and try to make a mental list in your mind if that is helpful for you. Also, another thing that I would recommend is if you have a favorite essential oil that helps clear your mind, that could be lavender, frankincense, whatever it is that you like. That would be helpful to inhale before you start your list that we're going to go into later on to focus your mind and to bring clarity of what it is that you need to know. So I want to make one thing clear that this topic is meant to explore when you know you are doing what the universe sent you here to do. This topic isn't actually meant to cover when you are not doing these things the universe sent you here to do. That is a whole topic for another day. So this topic is for when you know you are doing what the universe sent you here to do. Also, a little side note as well, if you're not currently in a place where you're doing this, a lot can be learned from this episode as well, because often things do go wrong in life for whatever reason, or at least they are perceived as going wrong, right? So listening to this and kind of gauging why or what it is that you can learn from these experiences will be valuable for you as well. Okay, but the main focus is going to be on when you are stepping into your power and what you were meant to accomplish while you are here. But again, there is more to learn for those who are not quite in that place yet. Okay, so now that we have that out of the way, let's assume there isn't a thread of doubt in your mind that whatever you are doing in this moment in time is in your life path, meaning this is what you are meant to do here in this life. We can doubt ourselves, or we can even ask if what we are doing is really what we are supposed to be doing when it seems like everything is going wrong. I want you guys to know that this is totally normal. This is totally a part of what is supposed to happen. It's never a smooth road when you step into who you are. And there are so many reasons for that. And hopefully we can get into some of what those are in this episode for you. So before I do that, I just want to tell you a story to illustrate that point a little bit further. As you probably know, my best friend, Gabby, she's been on this episode or this show a few times. She and I are opening an institute of healing called the Art of Healing Institute and Clinic. And what we intend to do on that is to help people learn more of the business side of opening your own business as a holistic healer, to learn things like meditation, to learn things like psychic development, to learn things on how to be an effective healer, to learn things how to heal in your own life so that you can become an effective healer. So anything and everything that we have been doing has pretty much gone wrong in trying to start this business. And there isn't a doubt in our minds that this is what we are supposed to be doing. We have received confirmation after confirmation after confirmation from the universe that this is what we are supposed to be doing. And I have to admit that we have found ourselves in a situation of asking sometimes, like, is this really what we're supposed to be doing? Because everything seems to be going wrong, or at least as we perceive them to be going wrong. And the answer always comes back as an immediate yes. And so we've had to learn in this process to not question that things are going wrong, but to rather learn from what is, quote, going wrong. So we've also learned that once you say yes to the universe, and when you discover why you came here and what you are supposed to be doing while you are here, that many obstacles can come up, and they will come up, not to prevent you from achieving your mission, but to help you grow so you can achieve your mission. For instance, anything that you still need to learn to be successful in your mission will present itself for healing. It will. Trust me, I promise you. Those of you who have already maybe been through this are probably nodding your head in agreement, like, oh yeah, when I started whatever it was that you did in your life that you were meant to do, obstacle upon obstacle probably presented itself, right? So I kind of already mentioned that some things have gone wrong. Actually, a lot of things have gone as perceived as wrong, I should say. Because we are completely remodeling the office space that we are building our business in. You should have seen it before. It was like a nightmare from the 70s. We're talking like pink wallpaper, gold trim everywhere. Oh, it was just a nightmare. And it just had the really weirdest, strangest, ickiest energy in there. Probably just because it was really old and it hadn't been used in several years and everything was just in disrepair and falling apart. So we're completely remodeling and gutting the whole place to serve what we need to do to accomplish our school. And during the remodel, everything that seems to have gone wrong has. Budget problems. And those of you who have done remodels probably know exactly what I'm talking about. There's always something that doesn't go right. And that is just the way it is with remodels. But we've had to ask ourselves, why in the heck is this all happening, as mentioned? And with that, this is where I want you to take out your pen and paper. And as you're taking out your pen and paper, I want to let you know I will be recording a companion meditation for this episode on digging deeper and determining what lessons and or healing needs to be done if you are experiencing this too. I may not record it right away. It might take a day or two for me to put that up, but please check that out if you are interested in digging a little bit deeper. So now that you have your pen and paper, take a moment to jot down anything and everything that seems to be going wrong right now with whatever project you are doing. And as mentioned, it doesn't necessarily have to be related to your life path, because anything that seems to be going wrong in life has something to teach us. And learning anything and everything we can from life is essential for our growth while we are here. So it doesn't have to be related to your life path. Maybe just something that's just going wrong in your life right now and you can't understand why, or you want to understand why. Go ahead and pause this recording if you need to further complete your list and have the time needed to continue writing. I'm going to go ahead and move forward now for time constraint reasons and want you to now write in a column next to what you wrote whatever it is for you that you believe that needs to be learned and or healed from each item you wrote. You may need to go inward and dig deep. Ask your higher self. Ask your spiritual guidance, whoever that is for you. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and ask and listen. Again, you can pause this recording if needed to kind of get the time you need to complete this list. I want to mention that this can be hard. It can be difficult to figure out why something is happening. Sometimes in the midst of chaos and drama and all these things, we're in our head, and it is really, really hard to go into that heart space that is needed to see what really is staring us in the face. And sometimes we don't know the reasons why, and that is okay too. So don't be hard on yourself if nothing is coming to your mind. Just do your best to try and figure out what this could be for you. Again, the guided meditation that I'm going to post after this in this episode will help you dig a little bit deeper if you are needing that more than what this podcast can do for you right now. But I want you to know also that sometimes just being aware of why a situation is presenting itself is all that is needed to let it go, or to know that there is what there is to learn from the situation itself. So I want you to take a look at your list and the things you need to learn, the things that you came up with that you need to learn. Know that the universe is trying to help you and not hinder you from what is perceived as going wrong. In fact, nothing is really ever going wrong if you are willing to look at it from a different perspective. Meaning, what is this trying to teach me? What is this that I need to learn from this situation? See, my partner, or my business partner, Gabby, and I have certain things we need to learn to be successful in our new business ventures. There are certain things that probably we haven't learned yet in our journey in life. And I can tell you guys, this is showing up in so many ways that are perceived as things going wrong for us in setting up our business. But I'm here to tell you that through these experiences that we have learned and we have grown from, that the universe does want you to be successful. If you have feelings of unworthiness of being successful, like money blocks, unhealed anger, or anything else that would keep you from being successful, it will show up in the process. And it's up to you to know what that is for you. It is up to you to go inward, to dig deep, to understand what that is for you. And I also want to put out there too that sometimes it isn't even the things that need to be healed that will come up for you. Sometimes it is things that you just need to learn from a business standpoint, and that will present itself too. And for instance, again, my partner Gabby and I are both very sensitive, empathic, loving, compassionate healers, and as such, people can take advantage of those with this personality type. I know you can probably hear a lawnmower going in the background, and I apologize for that noise, but it is what it is when you record a podcast sometimes. Sometimes you have barking dogs, sometimes you have loud neighbors next door, sometimes you have things that get in the way, but hey, that's the reality of life, right? I try to keep my podcast real, and I don't really cut out a lot of extra noise just so people know that this is real, and this is life, and this is real Reiki, real life, real spirituality. Anyway, as I was mentioning, as such, people can take advantage of those with this personality type. And we have had many people step forward who have tried to walk all over us in this process. And knowing that they are here to teach us how to be stronger healers in that regard will only serve us in the end in being able to know how to handle in our business together when this happens again. In other words, it's there to help us to have a little bit stronger of a spine, if you will, because sometimes those of us who are healers don't always stand up for ourselves, or we don't speak up for ourselves. And that trait is one that you have to have in order to run a successful business. And the fact that many people are stepping forward to teach us that in whatever way that needs to be learned is something that I have to say that I'm actually grateful for. No, I don't like all of the inner turmoil and drama and things like that it can cause, but I am grateful that these people are stepping up to show us what it is that we need in order to be successful. You guys, it is a critical time in humanity and on our planet right now that all those who are called to step into who they really are and what they came here to accomplish to do Also, in doing so, that which no longer serves or that which needs to be learned will present itself for those reasons. And it's actually a blessing from the universe if you are willing to look at it that way. It's a blessing from the universe so that you can be successful. And I don't want you to give up. The universe doesn't want you to give up. Don't let anything get in the way of what you came here to accomplish. Don't let anything get in the way of who you are supposed to be. Learn from those situations that seem like they are here to drag you down and turn them into your greatest blessing. You can do this. You can turn whatever comes your way into your greatest blessing. And I don't say that lightly because I have suffered much trauma and tragedy in my life, more than what 10 people probably have in some of their lives. So I don't say that lightly. I say that from experience and from the wisdom that I have gained from those experiences and what they have taught me in my own life. So I say that again, you can turn them into your greatest blessing. And what does that blessing look like for you? Before I go, I do want to give you another little pep talk again. You are meant to accomplish great and wonderful things while you are here. It doesn't matter who you are or what life has thrown at you or what decisions or perceived mistakes that you have made in your life. Let the universe guide you. Let the universe guide you in who you are and what you are meant to be and what you are meant to accomplish while you are here. No matter how that presents itself, look at everything as a learning moment, as a learning possibility, as something that can make you stronger than you currently are. And that, my dear listeners, is what will make you successful. And that, my dear listeners, is what will make it so that you can accomplish what you came here to accomplish. With that, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Namaste.
To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikirealife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.